household. Number one and two, as they go together, both from Atonement and Eucharist, page 22. One, wait for reward. Work out your own salvation is the demand of life and love. For to this end God worketh with you. Occupy till I come. Wait for your reward, and be not weary in well-doing. If your endeavors are beset by fearful odds, and you receive no present reward, go not back to err, nor become a sluggard in the race. When the smoke of battle clears away, you will discern the good you have done, and receive according to your deserving. Love is not hasty to deliver us from temptation, for love means that we shall be tried and purified. The subtitle to these two paragraphs is Wait for Reward. And the first few words are, work out your own salvation is the demand of life and love. So it is an active waiting. In other words, it's not really waiting for anything. It is a matter of doing. And when the doing is done, then the reward will be recognized. And what is this doing? It is the demand of life and love. So in other words, living, being totally devoted to the seven, and that brings fulfillment to the function of life, which brings forth full manhood, which is truth, and that points to love, which is total fulfillment. John Sinton points out that stating to work out your own salvation, coupling that with life and love, implies that the fulfillment of life brings into view the completion of the warfare and the appearing of perfect manhood, which is truth, anticipating the day of love. He further suggests that we observe the reward is according to our deserving, which is as what is stated in the text. And as we survive the warfare, the temptation of going back to positions outgrown is met and mastered. The text also states that we must not go back to error nor become a sluggard in the race. In other words, we cannot fight error on the level of error. We will never get out of the problem if we don't view it from a higher standpoint. And also it says that love is not hasted to deliver us from temptation, for love means that we shall be tried and purified. A related statement is on page 5 of Science and Health, and the title is Sorrow and Reformation. Sorrow for wrongdoing is but one step towards reform, and the very easiest step. The next and great step required by wisdom is the test of our sincerity, namely reformation. To this end, we are placed under the stress of circumstances. Temptation bids us repeat the offense, and woe comes in return for what is done. So it will ever be, till we learn that there is no discount in the law of justice, and that we must pay the uttermost farthing. The measure ye meet shall be measured to you again, and it will be full and running over. That's a quote from the Bible. Paragraph 2, which is related, from the same reference, Atonement and Eucharist, continuing on page 22. deliverance, not vicarious. Final deliverance from error, whereby we rejoice in immortality, boundless freedom, and sinless sense, is not reached through paths of flowers, nor by pinning one's faith without works to another's vicarious effort. Whosoever believeth that wrath is righteous, or that divinity is appeased by human suffering, does not understand God. From this statement, it is clear that a storm would not be sourced from God, because God is good. God does not mandate that His image and likeness would suffer. Any suffering is a result of us being off the path of truth. And of course, the shortest way to success is to stay on the path of truth, which is narrow. In other words, there's no tolerance for dilution or deflection or interference. We must keep our thought atmosphere pure. John Sinton's comments are as follows. Final deliverance, with its immortality, boundless freedom, and sinless sense, is not vicarious. So it is pointed out, her statement about immortality, boundless freedom, and sinless sense is not vicarious. In other words, Jesus did not do our work for us. He did His work for His own spiritual advancement and as an example to show the world that all of these things can be overcome. Mr. Sinton states that forgiveness is not personal, nor is the reward. Also, he states, the perfection of being is gained through understanding and demonstration. In this way alone, we enter the kingdom.